Hare Krishna. Okay, here we got a string of questions today. The first one is from an anonymous person who says that a few days ago, at 1:45, I felt someone pulling my leg. He says, obviously, I didn't see the ghost, but it was a very uncomfortable thing. What can I do so I don't have these things happening in my home? Unfortunately for us, the planet of the ghosts is only 800 miles above the Earth. So, there's a lot of them around. And in Kali Yuga, when Tamagun is really the dominant mode, then people tend to be easily attacked or tend to be very attractive to such beings, ghosts, because ghosts are attracted to the mode of ignorance. So, if someone experiences that they have trouble with ghosts, then cultivate the activities of goodness in your home. It may be as a result of activities that you're doing now that you need to revamp. Don't do bad activities. Don't do activities in the mode of ignorance. You may have resident ghosts in your home as a result of past people's activities as well. You may have inherited some. In either case, if one's home is full of Namsankirtan, then certainly ghosts will quickly leave. They will not stay in a place where Krishna's names are nicely chanted or they're chanted without offense. Other things such as keeping things very clean, having transcendental vibrations always playing, like Prabhupada's music, and especially at night, obviously having scriptures, Bhagavad Gitas and so on present. These things will help one to actually become immune, like Prabhupada said, I'm ghost-proof, to be ghost-proof, so that ghosts don't actually really bother one. And, of course, the best thing is to really be Krishna conscious. If we're situated in the mode of goodness, if we're always thinking about Krishna, then we too will also become ghost-proof, and such things won't bother us. That is the Krishna conscious way of becoming free from these creatures. Chaitanya Priya is asking now about snow in the spiritual world. She says it's cold, so that may be unpleasant, but it's also very nice, and that's attractive. Is there snow in the spiritual world? I've never read of snow in the spiritual world. I've read of snow in Krishna's pastimes in the material world, on this planet, but then that's not a secret that there's snow here and there's snow on the Himalayas. But I've never read of snow there. Srila Prabhupada also didn't give any kind of conclusive answer. He said, if there's snow, then it's not cold, meaning that it's not unpleasant. So probably the best way to find out is to go there, to go to the spiritual world, and then we'll know whether there's snow or not. Rohini Devi Das is asking about... She says her children play with stones from the backyard, I guess, and they pretend that they're Shilas, and they dress them and make offerings to them and feed, and even bathe them. So her question is, can they offer Tulsi to them? And the answer is no. No, you can't offer Tulsi because offering Tulsi is no longer play. There's no harm in children playing with stones and pretending that they're Shilas. It's good for their Krishna consciousness. They become Krishna conscious from it. They shouldn't. But those stones don't become Krishna just by being played with. And Tulsi Devi is only meant to be offered to either Giriraj or Shalagram or Krishna, deities of Krishna, forms of the Lord. But what the children can do and what you can advise to them is they can offer play Tulsi. So if they're using play stones, why not offer play tulsi. So they can take leaves from some other plants growing in the garden, pretend that that's tulsi, and then offer those leaves to their shilas. And that way their play will be complete, and they'll be offering what they think is also tulsi devi as well. And the last question is, oh no, excuse me, another question is, Henrik Hagnell says, why use the right hand when doing holy ceremonies when in fact the left side is the side of the heart? Well, because that's what scripture recommends us to do. In terms of the flow of energies, it seems that the right hand is the pure one as opposed to the left one, despite the fact that it's close to the heart. And as a result of that, we're also using our left hand for dirty things. When we're evacuating or picking up garbage or things like that, and we use our right hand for pure things. So the basic answer is, whatever may appear to be very logical for us, but it's not our very limited and defective faculties that should decide what's right and wrong, but we turn to infallible scripture for the answer. And then Naika Devadasi says that in Madhurya Kadambini, it's described that a person who's steady in devotional activities, but whose devotional quality, but whose sort of personal qualities are not manifest, like he's not clean, he's not polite, and so on, should be considered to be more advanced than someone who has good personal qualities, but yet is unsteady in devotion. So can I talk more about that? It's true. That's what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says. When you evaluate something from the spiritual point of view, that we may see that someone is, for instance, born in a gentlemanly family and has very good upbringing, and therefore knows how to conduct himself like a real gentleman. And yet at the same time, due to impurities in the heart, is not very steady in spiritual practices, following the principles, chanting 16 rounds. On the other hand, we may see that there are devotees who have not such a good upbringing, and as a consequence, somehow don't behave very nicely, but they're very steady in their devotional activities. So they're more advanced in Krishna consciousness. That's a fact. That's the statement of Shastra. However, if someone is really steady in spiritual activities, yasya bhaktir bhagavatir kinchana sarva agunastasya haratati sura, then all of these good qualities will very quickly manifest in him. So if you see that someone is steady in Krishna conscious activities, but over the months and years his bad habits don't change, then you may assume that perhaps he has some karmic ability to actually be steady or execute devotional practices, but his practices aren't really that good. They're not really purifying his heart. They're not really manifesting both of those things, good external conduct and good spiritual practices, because for a serious devotee, both of those things should be there side by side. It's not a matter of one or the other. So, Srila Prabhupada uses the word a perfect gentleman. A Vaishnava is a perfect gentleman. So if someone's really steady in Krishna consciousness and is offenselessly chanting Hare Krishna, very attentive in his spiritual practices, he's just not steady in being inattentive, but he's steady in being attentive, then very quickly those bad habits will go and good habits will naturally come, because that's the statement of Shastra. So someone's a very messy person, we should see that in time he should become clean and he should be very neat and tidy. And if he's not, then one may assume that actually he's still not doing something right. He may be, you could say, regulated, but he's not really on the platform of nishta. He's just sort of steady in the activities of attendance of devotional activities, but he's not really achieved steadiness in terms of fixing his mind on devotional practices. So let's try to be both, and that's also what Krishna suggests. Even though we don't have the good qualities, we can practice the good qualities, because it's also our within our range. We can also practice being a gentleman. We can also practice being very polite and neat and clean and make whatever efforts are also there. Whether in the same way that we practice and try to be very steady in our Krishna conscious activities. And that's it for today. We'll continue tomorrow. Hare Krishna.